I mean, if you hit it, we could actually start the show.
You just looked at me.
I know, but at this point, we've been working together. We're about to hit 13 years. Do you think I could just look at you and we can just, Robin, play the music?
That's what I wanted to hear.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's that time of year we pick our favorite music. It's 2012. We'll pick new artists, surprises of the year, album of the year, song of the year. On this edition of All Songs Considered, I'll be in the studio with Stephen Thompson, Robin Hilton, and Ann Powers. But let's listen to Kishibashi, my favorite new artist of 2012. Coordinated hand motions during the entire song here. I can remember, it wasn't that long ago, it was the beginning of this year, where we all listened to about 1,300 songs. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Robin Hilton in Washington. Ann Powers is in Tuscaloosa. And I remember sitting around a table, we all gone through 1,300 songs, and we all picked Kishibashi as an artist that we really wanted to know more about.
Yeah, it's been sort of fascinating seeing this song take this very slow build throughout the year. And I kind of remember thinking when I first heard it, like, boy, I have a feeling I'm going to hear this song a lot in the next 2 years. For example, it is in a line of Windows 8 ads.
That's right.
My 11-year-old son has just fallen in love with this song, so now I'm in for like 600 more listens.
I'm okay with listening to this song over and over again.
It's a fantastic song.
Well, it's one of those songs that people are going to get tired of hearing it, and we're going to forget how amazing it really is. It's an amazing song, and yeah.
Now, you picked this as your favorite new artist of the year, Bob.
I did, and yeah.
Not your favorite song.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's right up there with a favorite song. It sits, you know, you'd have to finesse.
Yeah, it really is one of the songs of the year for me.
Yeah. You want to tell me, Stephen Thompson, your favorite new artist?
I thought I'd go with an artist I had completely never heard before. And the artist I chose is a 22-year-old Londoner named Leanne LaHavis, who put out a record called Is Your Love Big Enough? And it reminds me a lot of one of my favorite records of the 90s, an album called Bitter by Michelle and Degeocello, which is this...
Good. It's good comparison, Stephen.
Yeah,
very.
They're both.
You're a smart boy.
You know, I'm kind of
a smart boy.
Kind of a big deal. Both records are these kind of slow burning, beautiful, very evocative.
The other thing about this record that's like Bitter is it's very dark.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the songs are just really intense portraits of, you know, abuse and troubled relationships, and it's also really pretty.
Exactly. I just hear pretty. All that dark stuff just goes right over my head. The song I chose is Lost and Found.
Come upstairs and could come, I'm so ashamed. You were the one that made me feel the way I do. You broke me and taught me to truly hate myself. Unfold me teach me how to be like somebody else. And I felt strong enough. I was discovered by the love I had been waiting for so long. You told me none of that was real. I cannot hide how low I feel to know that you were never wrong. You broke me.
I love the way she's able to, she has a big voice, but she's able to dial it back. And, you know, at 22, to have figured out the art of restraint as a pop singer,
so means so much,
is very exciting. I can't wait to hear what else she does. It's a terrific record. Is Your Love Big Enough by Leanne LaHavis?
Good choice, Stephen Thompson. Amazing.
You make an excellent point about my good choice.
We'll put full versions of all these songs online. I think what we'll do, we're doing a Surprise of the Year coming up and Album of the Year coming up and Song of the Year. I think for the Song of the Year, we'll play the whole song, but...
had a lovely voice, a little smooth jazzy for me.
But she rocks too. I mean, there's some really intense, cool, rocky, funky songs on that record. It's not,
she's jumping,
it's
all
not
over
just
the place.
That.
Yeah.
Excellent. Robin Hilton, what do you got?
Bob, I want to rock out with a band called The Doe. This is a band.
I like these guys.
Yeah, this is a band that this record technically came out at the end of 2011.
Oh, let me take his mic out. Sorry.
Liar. Cheater.
Fake. And Powers,
fraud.
What do you got?
Judas.
I have a record that isn't coming out till 2013, so I'm just as bad.
Right, let's move along with the surprise of the year. All right, Mr. Hilton, finish.
That's awesome. But we're doing discoveries, and this was, I discovered it this year because I was out at the end of last year, and they put a record out called Both Ways Open Jaws. This is a duo from France and Finland, and I just love how everything is just a little off on this song. It's called The Wicked and the Blind. Scooch this forward just a little bit towards the end so you can hear. We're not going to play the full song here, but so you can hear how this bulls builds. And we'll put the full cut online.
Great.
Thank you. wow, I love how this song unfolds and builds and ends. It's just so gritty. Those drum fills, that's the duo's Olivia Merilotti and Dan Levy, and Dan Levy's the drummer. And I love, he takes two full bars to, I don't know if that means anything to anybody, for his drum fills. You know, a drum fill is normally one bar.
He fills two full bars with his drums.
And so he goes, I mean, it's like he does a double drum fill, and they're all just a little offbeat, too.
The group is the Doe, spelled.
Yeah, the Doe is D-O. It's like the Do, but with a little line through the O and Doe. So the Doe, the record is both ways, Open Jaws, and that was The Wicked and the Blind.
I've noticed, Robin, that you like to go on a journey with your artists. Mm.
I really do. And I've also noticed this year that everything I've been listening to is really loud and gets big. But we'll talk about that later.
Is that to drown out your infant?
Yes. Do you hear someone crying? Because I sure don't.
Ann Powers, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to take us to the country now, take us to Nashville with a young woman named Casey Musgraves. And this is a song called Merry Go Round. It is probably going to be on her debut album, which indeed is coming out in 2013. But it's charting right now, and it's out there. And when I first heard it, I thought, wow, here she is. I hate to say the new Miranda Lambert. There are definitely comparisons. She can do mainstream country, but there's a depth, a power in her storytelling. She is telling a young woman's story. It's implicitly political. It's very powerful. And she's got that voice that just draws you in. So let's listen to Casey Musgraves, Merry Go Round.
Got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe, come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart, same trailer, different.
Very thoughtful and playful lyrics.
That's playful. The thing about...
Yeah, I mean, the
That's
playful...
A punch in the stomach to me.
It's a playful
but the
punch
way she does
stomach.
It. I mean, you know, Mary Kay and Mary Jane and...
Robin and I both grew up in very small towns, and so this song is kind of a punch in the heart a little bit.
It really hits close to home, some of these. Like, if you...
I get
you
a drink.
Well, I love the line she says, the first time's good enough, so we hold on to high school love. And I'm like, oh, boy, that is so true where I grew up. And if you haven't had a child by 21, you'll probably die alone.
This is a fantastic song. I cannot wait to hear this whole record.
Yeah, she's got a lot of great songs, too, on the web. So go seek her out, Casey Musgraves. She's going to be big story next year.
So we did new artists, discoveries of the year, and Ampera's Casey Musgraves. I picked Kishibashi. Robin picked The Doe. And Stephen picked Leanne LaHavis. Let's do surprise of the year. This could be a song that surprised you, an artist that surprised you, something that happened over the course of the year that surprised you. I'm gonna kick it off. Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Hey, Bob, why don't you kick it off?
Why don't I do that right now?
I'm so surprised that you're kicking it off.
Hey, Bob, you going to kick this off?
Hey, Bob. This better be good. Seriously, I'm going to hate this song.
Okay, Crazy Horse. They put out a record, right? Okay. Neil Young and Crazy Horse put out a record. Okay, a little bit of a surprise. They haven't done one in 8 years. But they put out two records. And to me, that's insane and crazy, and that was a big surprise. I saw Neil Young Friday night play an arena, my fourth arena show in the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
I've just gone...
You've just converted into that.
Since we're doing surprises of the year, surprise of the year, is your surprise the fact that these are actually really good?
I really love these records.
I ask it sincerely. Is it not just surprise that they put it out, but that they're really good?
The Psychedelic Pill album has a number of great songs. Neil Young's always uneven. You never know. But something like Walk Like a Giant, which is what I want to play from Neil Young and Crazy Horse and the record Psychedelic Pill, is just astonishing piece of music. So it's 16 minutes long.
All right.
Let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm going to go exercise. I'll be back later.
It's really obnoxious. Wow. That was so weak.
Well, I do have to say, in concert, Frank Pancho San Pedro is a great whistler, and so is Neil Young. Billy Talbot, the bass player, had to walk away from the microphone. I don't think he can whistle.
Can't whistle. Huh?
I don't know. Billy, can you whistle?
Well, I will say it's such a small part of this song, but it's what makes this a little more unexpected for me when I'm listening to this. It's just you don't expect that to come to happen when it does, and it really hooks. It's a great little hook.
Yeah.
That and the massive crunchy feedback at the end that signals the dinosaurs walking like giants across the land.
Yeah, it's really something. Although the live show had to, oh, never mind. I can't even do it.
I think we should do a special episode that is just Bob gassing on about Neil Young.
I could do it too. I saw him in Alabama, and I wish he'd done Oh Susanna, of course, with this immortal line about going to Alabama with a banjo on your knee. He did not, but he really delivered. I mean, to me, this might have been the tour of the year. Definitely one of them.
Did you see Bruce this year?
Oh, and? Okay. Oh, okay. Never mind.
That was a show.
In honor of Gilda Radner, I say, never mind.
What do you have, Ann Powers, for your surprise of the year?
Well, this is really a personal surprise for me, and I guess kind of a surprise for the world of pop. There's a rapper out of Seattle whose name is Macklemore. He's been kicking around for a while. I'm into Seattle hip-hop, but I never really thought he was super great until this year when he released an album with his producer Ryan Lewis called The Heist that is outstanding and has two particularly notable singles. One is called Thrift Shop, and it's just my favorite song about finding that crazy velour pink tracksuit that you're going to wear to the club tomorrow night, which I know you all have in your closets. So this rapper who I thought was, you know, okay, he made this really excellent album and he's breaking through. He's breaking through on a national stage. I'm really impressed. And this is Thrift Shop.
And just a quick language advisory, if the F-bomb offends you, then just go ahead and skip about 3 minutes in and come back to the conversation.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
Some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped, I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green, draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads will be like,
ah, he got the Velcro. Whoa.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowing about wearing a fur fox?
He did this at the Tiny Desk recently. You can see that performance. It's up online now, and this was just hilarious. And he tore it up here too. I'm absolutely always impressed with an artist can come into an office and just get everybody going.
Yeah, I'm still cleaning the dust off of my desk from him shaking the ceiling.
He's punching the ceiling.
Yeah.
He's really a great performer, and you know, he's known for performing at sports events in Seattle, other public gatherings, and he also did this amazing song called Same Love in support of marriage equality, which of course recently passed the bill for marriage equality in Washington State. That's this touching story about his two uncles and their romance, and that was a really daring track for a hip-hop artist. So Macklemore, check him out. He's really cool.
Powerful stuff. Stephen Thompson? Top that.
Ooh, ouch. Not sure I can. I love that Macklemore record. I picked a band called Cloud Nothings, which, you know, had just been making a lot of
noise.
You know, Well, just yeah, like a, just a lot of big, loud, scrappy rock and roll was fine. It just never registered with me, never clicked with me. They were just a dust speck in the universe to me, and I.
Ouch.
That's not a bad thing. It's just it's not. It didn't seem relevant to me. They made
we're
a record.
We're all dust specks in your universe.
Aren't we all just Steven. Dust in the wind, man?
Oh. It's ducks in the wind.
It's ducks in the wind.
Oh, we are.
Anyway, they put out a record really early this year called Attack on Memory that is full of just really brash, bratty, super, super fun music. And I just fell in love with this track called Stay Useless, which I listened to in my car about 75 times.
And appropriately titled for any one of Steven's picks.
Fair enough. I love the way it's sort of a big kinetic anthem that's an ode to sloth.
It's so 90s in a way.
It's very 90s, and maybe, you know, maybe it's part of my aging process, but I just love it.
And Steve Albini, of course, produced that record, so it's definitely got the 90s connection.
It's just great fun. Just great fun.
Cloud Nothings, your surprise of the year is that Cloud Nothings made a great run.
Well, I mean, my surprise was for me, it came completely out of nowhere. They've made records before. Yeah. I had never paid attention to them. This one really caught me.
They've been, on the club circuit, have been just knocking it out.
Yeah. They're great live.
Yeah.
I saw them in Birmingham, Alabama, and my friend, who's an esteemed professor of Russian history and the mother of three daughters, went crazy and ran to the front and started moshing right in the middle of it. So it can happen to anyone when the Cloud Nothings are on stage.
Fantastic. Nice.
Mr. Hilton, your surprise of the year.
Yeah, I picked mine for some of the similar reasons to Stevens. It's a band called Sea and Cake. They've been around a long time. It's actually one of the first bands I remember you turning me on to, Bob, more than 10 years ago.
Decades.
Maybe 12, 13 years ago. And after they released a record called One Bedroom in 2003, they completely fell off my radar. And they continued to release new work, but none of it really tracked for me until this year when they released the record Runner. And I was just completely knocked out by it. I couldn't believe it. I want to play the opening cut. It's called On and On.
Yeah.
This is really classic C and Cake sound. This fits with any of their finest records. I think it's their best. It's the best they've done in a decade. And they're a group from Chicago, fronted by Sam Prekop. And I just wanted to be sure to mention this one this year because I don't think many people are talking about it at the end of the year.
This, I mean, I've definitely heard of this record. Is kind of viewed as a little bit of a comeback, a little bit of a step up. It does have a little more zip to it than mm-hmm. a lot of their stuff, which has sort of faded into the background. That's a grabby song.
Yeah.
It has that quality that has often been applied to New Zealand bands, shambolic. Mm,
yeah,
you know?
Shambolic, yeah. Sea and Cake, Runner.
Fantastic. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Ann Powers in Alabama, Stephen Thompson and Robin Hilton here in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the discoveries of the year, surprise of the year, song of the year soon, and right now we're going to talk about album of the year. And my album of the year could have been the best new artist. It could have been my surprise. It could have been my song. The choice is Alt-J. Robin just looked a little...
I know that Anne loves this record too, which sort of debunks my theory, which is I think this band speaks a language that only a few people on the planet speak. And one of them is Bob Boylan, and I would not have put Anne on the list, I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. Only a few people on the planet, and like all of Europe, they're huge.
Yeah, they won a Mercury Prize. What's so great about this record is the way it's a great pop record. All mm-hmm. good songs, and I'm really steeped in good songwriting. The songs shift every 20 seconds to something different. The instrumentation completely shifts, or the vocals shift, and then the lyrics are so odd and oblique, and sometimes they're brutal, and sometimes they're really funny, and they're always, always catchy. I looked at my play count. We did a blog post about tell us the songs you listen to more than any other, and five of them in 2012 were Alt-J songs.
Wow.
So,
I think that's true for me, too, by the way.
I've been very busy listening to Alt-J.
I'm obsessed with this. I'm going to play, it's hard to pick a song. I'm going to play a song called Tessellate.
Yay!
By chunks of me, you're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. And all your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. Three points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back. Let's desolate. Stones along my love and give along my heart. Three guns and one goes off. One's empty, one's not quick enough. One burn, one red, one green.
They do that line, triangles are my favorite shape, for people wondering where the name comes from. If you hold the Alt key down, the Alt and
letter J
down, you wind up with a delta sign, a triangle symbol.
It's
his
deep,
favorite
man.
Shape.
You know, I was
but
thinking...
they've got all these references within songs and lyrics, and I was doing, have you SoundHound to, like, not only just find out what a song is, but it'll play the lyrics and show you the lyrics in real time mm-hmm. to the song. Fascinating to do that with this band, by the way.
Hmm. I love the fact that it's really hard to come up with a new word for doing the nasty, as they say. Tessellate is brilliant.
It really is.
I was thinking
Elmer Fudd, but then as I was...
Are you talking about this vocal style, not the tessellating?
But then I realized... No. Elmer Fudd and tessellating.
I don't want to get into that.
Did he ever have
a girlfriend, Elmer Fudd? Did he?
No, I don't, nobody really knows what his sexuality is. It's none of our business.
So his vocal style, the singer's vocal style, you...
Well, no, what I was going to say is I initially thought Elmer Fudd, and then I realized, no, it's an even more affected Dave Matthews.
Oh, ouch. Oh,
that's just cruel. Okay, now.
Flipping it down.
I will defend Tessellate. That's a good song. But there are a bunch of songs in this record in which he is affecting this whine that is very much Andy Kaufman as Latka Gravis on Taxi, or like an Adam Sandler character on Saturday Night Live. And it's very, very hard to get past for me. I've really struggled with this record.
Disagree. It's to me, the comparison is Joanna Newsom. Joanna Newsom has a similarly odd voice, and yet once you get hooked in, you can't stop. You just ask me and Bob. You cannot stop once you're hooked.
I will say the sounds on this record are some of the most mesmerizing, yeah, captivating sounds I've heard on any record this year.
This felt like when I first heard the first Roxy Music record. That's how great art rock is, yeah, what this band is to me. Let's move on. Robin Hilton.
Let's move on. My album of the year is from Cat Power, Sun. Her last record of all new stuff she put out in 2006. And after that, she went through just this horrible period. She had debt problems. She declared bankruptcy. She had a nervous breakdown and was hospitalized for a while with stress briefly. And then when she started working on new songs, she's thinking, I'm getting back into this now, only to have a friend tell her that the song sounded too sad and familiar, which then, I guess, threw her, you know, Sean Marshall
did
into
it. Did she say it sounds like Cat Power?
It sounds like Cat Power. And, that sort of threw Sean Marshall into this existential spiral, and so she took a break. And then when she came back, she scrapped all those songs, and she came back with what I think is just the most amazing, best record of her career, Sun. It is a triumph. I want to play the title cut from it. Big, bold, beautiful, uplifting record. Lots of synths and drum machines.
Yeah, good sounds on it. That was a big surprise for me, just the way this record sounds.
Oh, yeah, it's unlike anything she's done. And, Sean Marshall, she continues to be dogged by money problems. She had to cancel part of her tour because of it. And if you follow her on Twitter, follow Cat Power on Twitter, you would know that she continues to have some chronic health problems that she's been dealing with. So really just wishing her the best with this record and for the next year. Hope things go well for her.
It was kind of a good year for troubled women. I don't know what that means, but Fiona Apple put out a great record this year. Sinead O'Connor put out a great record this year. Yeah.
this record does a really nice job of sort of fleshing out her catalog and sort of, she's so much more than a one-trick pony. Yeah. She's so much more than this kind of slow, sad, pretty music, which I love. But, you know, I love how versatile this record and her last couple records.
Yeah, The Greatest was a very different record.
That was a big leap for her as well.
Yeah. Talented person.
Really steeped in Memphis soul.
Yep. So Cat Power, your album of the year.
Yeah.
Right. Drops mic.
Walks off stage. Out the door.
Trips on the cable.
Ann Power's album of the year is?
Well, my album of the year is certainly one of the most talked about records of the year as well. Frank Ocean, Channel Orange.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean has been around for a little while, put out an amazing mixtape in 2011 called Nostalgia Ultra, is known for working with the hip-hop crew Odd Future. But this summer, he put out his debut album, hot on the heels of I guess you call it a confession, an announcement, a framing, where he said he is bisexual, and a lot of the record was about his love affair with a man. A fairly bold move for a young R&B artist. But to me, what's great about Frank Ocean and about this album, Channel Orange in particular, is his qualities as a songwriter, not just confessional songwriting, but as an observer, as a master of detail, both sonic and lyrical. I think that's what makes this outstanding, not his personal story. And this record changed the weather. Somebody said that, and I couldn't agree more.
What are you going to pick? This is a hard record to pick one song from.
It totally is. I mean, I love so many tracks on this record, but we're going to go with the song Lost, because I think it really exemplifies the qualities I'm talking about.
Double D, big full breast on my babe. Triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my AAA so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties were sharp. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost in the heat of it all.
What a hook.
Yeah. I didn't want you to turn that down.
Yeah. When I say I get about 3 minutes into this record, I mean I get about 3 minutes into this record and I just want to listen to Thinking About You over and over and over and over again. I love this record.
But Stephen, that's sad if you never leave Thinking About You, I have to say. Expand your horizons.
I'm sad in so many. No, I love the whole record, but I'm just saying that song. I would have picked that song if you hadn't picked the record as my song of the year. This is such a fantastic, thoughtful, beautiful, interesting, great record.
He played it so much straighter when in live concerts. The band was very plain and simple. What I love beyond the songwriting and the singing on this record are all the little interesting bits that are going on, all the underpinnings, all the little voices, all the little that's what keeps me coming back.
It's very cinematic, you know. It has that quality. It's really a Los Angeles record. I think it captures the wide screen quality of his stories, like that one we just heard, which is about maybe a pimp, maybe just a guy who's with a woman who's selling drugs. It's kind of unclear, but it's whatever the story is, it sucks you in.
Well, and there's a tremendous gift for conveying emotion throughout this
yes.
record.
He's an emotional guy, Frank Ocean.
Stephen Thompson, your choice is no slouch on conveying emotion.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. My choice is by a duo from Vancouver called Japandroids. And the album is called Celebration Rock. And I've probably said this before, and I will say it again, there will not be a more appropriately titled album in this decade than Celebration Rock. It is this beautiful, big, brash, loud celebration of life and youth and vitality. And with you know, and it's just shot through with perspective. And I guess, you know, part of it, as far as, you know, our personal connections to this music, you know, I turned 40 this year and am thus on a rocket ride to the grave. And I just connected with this record unlike any other, just jammed it in my car 8 million billion times. I drive a 2005 minivan.
Your kids are starting to write to me and ask me if I take it away from you.
It's the record the 40-something guys that I know. I've said this so many times, but it is the record for the early middle age of the man.
Oh, geez, man, that hurts.
God, that was like a knife in my heart. I'm 40, just, not 40 something.
That hurts.
It's for a 40 something lion. That's what it's for.
40 something lion.
I think everyone needs to stop digging.
I'll take it. Anyway, fantastic record. Japandroids, Celebration Rock. The song we're going to play is called The House That Heaven Built.
Mr. Hilton.
This song is about youth and vitality.
You're right, Stephen. This does rock. This is quite a rocker.
Everybody.
Oh my god. Was everyone
else?
Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, it was all right.
We need a mashup of that and the Neil Young whistling song.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I feel like the only title for this record that would be more appropriate than Celebration Rock is You Are Young, parentheses, no, really.
Was everyone else picturing Stephen in his Chrysler Town and Country with the window down?
Slinging that hair.
Rumbling down the highway.
Rock and roll.
With your hair
lying.
Flapping out the window, letting your freak flag fly.
Kids in the back.
That's right, ladies. Back. Back, ladies. There's plenty of me for everybody.
I'm not sure how that wasn't your song of the year, so I'm waiting for that. What that's going to be, because that's a damn good song.
That is, I mean, that whole record, it's 8 songs, 35 minutes. It is perfect. It starts and ends with fireworks, and they never end. Mm-hmm. They never stop.
Yeah, that and Jeff the Brotherhood record were the two records that neck and neck all year long for me in terms of when I wanted a really good guitar record.
It was a good year for that sort of big anthem-y guitar rock.
Yeah, there was Metz. There were lots of bands like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Just so people know, we're going to do a poll, right, that's going to go up when this show goes up. And on that poll, We'll put up a list of 200-300 albums. You can pick 10 of them. And then the following week, we will do a show of listener picks. So if you hate us and hate our picks, you'll get your chance soon.
Yeah, and you can write in your own candidates if you don't see them right. listed on the vast list.
You can say the Dear Idiot letters because they'll come in too.
Dear Idiots.
I predict there's going to be a big landslide for Rush. I think Rush is going to top the poll. Oh. Just like in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
You know, I was jamming to Rush in the car on the way to the Home Depot late on a Saturday night by myself.
And was that you?
Yeah, my iPod was
just
on random.
Just stop there, Robin. Just stop there.
And they came up, and I had no idea the stereo in the car could go that loud. But that was my 20-minute vacation, being alone in the car, driving to the Home Depot.
Nice.
Saturday night.
Yes. Well, what I blast in mine is Dirty Projectors, which
you're
doesn't come out the same as Rush.
And your sad trip to the Home Depot on a Saturday night. Yeah.
And so my song of the year is by Dirty Projectors. Offspring or Blank is one of the weirdest, most wonderful songs with that gut punch in the middle when it's just... I had two songs that sounded, and I know Stephen will agree with this, two songs that sounded a lot like... it was deeply influenced by Sesame Street. And Alt-J is one of them. It could easily be, but what character on Sesame Street?
Burr, 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 burr. I don't know. who would that be?
It could be Kermit.
Zoe?
Manamana.
No,
yeah, because they, those guys, the guys who look at the clock go, bonk, 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 beep, beep, bonk, bonk.
And then the other is at the beginning of this Offspring or Blank. I'm just going to ruin it. My favorite song of the year, I'm going to ruin for everybody. It sounds like a little bit like Kermit and company singing. And then goes into this rip-roaring, brilliant lyrics, brilliant guitar. I just love the changes that go on in the song Offspring or Blank from Swing Low Magellan, which is my song of the year.
Thank you.
Sure was a lot of good music in 2012.
They really, that band really found their stride this year.
It's incredible.
I've liked them before.
Just incredible. And I, when I hear songs like that, and actually I think this a lot when I listen to this band, I think, how can I ever go back to listening to just straight up songwriting? You know, like a you know, three chord song with a verse chorus. And you hear music like this being made and you just, it's just so interesting and different. And yeah, it's hard to go back.
And yet, I remember, Bob, you wrote about how doo-wop connects to this album.
I thought yeah, that all those vocals, that's true. Yeah.
You know, Robin asked how one can go back to a simple three-chord song after that. I think the answer is if the song is as great as my pick.
Oh.
Let's just take a look at your list
here.
Ego. Ooh, no, Steven. Sorry.
We're going to me, right?
Yeah, well, we are now.
We are now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we not going to me?
My pick is by a band called Best Coast. And the album is called The Only Place. The song is called The Only Place. And, you know, Bob, you don't actually like this whole record, do you?
I liked it. I just didn't think it was much of a change. It was just a little bit better than the last record. But
I think it's miles beyond the last record. This record's so good. Anyway, you know, somebody earlier was talking about... Wait, hold on. One of you knuckleheads.
I'm sorry. That is classic Thompson right there. Someone was saying something so interesting.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what? It was me.
It was me. Let me just read from something I wrote on the... No.
If I could just quote myself.
I was talking about the Japandroids and how it speaks for... and how it speaks for me. How it connects with something that I've been feeling. This record does not speak to me. Like, it is not about me. I'm talking specifically about the song The Only Place. Yeah. It's about a celebration of California, which is a state I have barely visited. I'm a Midwesterner / East Coaster. It's also joyful, and that's not really my thing.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's so perfectly sort of conveys a love of place as a metaphor for comfort that I just find it endlessly lovable and beautiful and charming. I've probably listened to this song more than any other song this year. It's Best Coast, The Only Place.
Sit around and stare at the mountains, at the birds, at the
Oh, man.
Nice.
Stephen, you know flights to California are very inexpensive these days.
No, they're not.
I can find you a cheap one.
Hundreds of dollars.
They're like $100.
I don't need to fly to California because I can just listen to that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love that song. I love it. Oh, that's all I have to say.
The show's over.
Oh.
That's a perfect
review. I have lived in California, and I will say that that is how people who live there feel. Basically, why would you live anywhere else, you idiots in the rest of the country?
Let me count the ways. Well, if you're a sun worshiper, maybe, or you're kind of a
beach person. Robin,
if you're me,
you just burn.
You would burst into flames.
Turn into one
we have
small
sunscreen.
Cancerous sore after another.
There are hats and gloves.
Oh, sorry. What was I thinking?
Your hideous, translucent flesh bubbling and boiling.
Well, that's it for the West Coast.
No, I want to stay on this. I feel like we're in a groove.
Ann Powers, help us out. Song of the year.
Well, coming out of hideous, cancerous flesh.
Translucent, bubbling flesh.
I thought I would bring some baby-making music to the table. Every mix should have a baby-making song. And to me, the sexiest, most alluring, most pleasure center pushing song of the year.
Are you allowed to say pleasure center on public radio?
I don't think we can say the word pleasure.
The most centrist pleasure song of the year was by this R&B artist named Miguel, who recorded a song called Adorn. And I don't think I can explain it. I think we should just listen to it and feel it.
Your grin, ooh, baby, you're
guys doing over there on the other end?
I could never make a baby to that song.
Now, could somebody explain to me where babies... Okay, that's a different,
different podcast. I could mow the lawn to that song, or maybe do some yard work.
No, that
work out at the gym, maybe.
No, that guy had me at those at those vocal harmonies. Those are just gorgeous.
Man. And you notice the nod to Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, very much so.
Mikhail definitely
totally
knows
that.
His tradition. Yeah. He's ambitious and he's a classicist at the same time. I just he gives me shivers.
But that's a sexy song that's also pretty.
Yes, and smart.
Yeah,
that's a good year for R&B.
Oh, God, excellent year. But yeah. That The Weeknd also, you know, put out, finally released all of his music all together in one release. It's excellent year for R&B all around.
I think a pretty decent year for music. I mean,
I found
I like 2012.
Yeah, this was a great year, and I have found, just we're putting up our personal top tens on NPR Music soon, and I'm having a really hard time even knowing how I would order these. All of them seem like number one records to me. A lot of great records.
There's just a lot to choose from, and a lot for me that kind of stretched beyond what I typically listen to. I just feel I've felt like the canvas has gotten bigger and brighter and more exciting.
That's awesome.
Your canvas is looking brighter.
I'm excited. Yeah, I mean, my canvas is always bright.
Right. Not mine.
Well, I mentioned earlier that I have everything I listened to that I loved the most this year was really loud, and I'm going to take us out on Ty Segall, because I don't think anybody did loud, hard, and fast as well as he did this year. The guy's just a phenomenon. I mean, he put out three records this year, and his best one is the most recent one he dropped in October called Twins. And I've played this song recently on All Songs Considered, but it's so good we want to hear it twice. It's called Thank God for Sinners.
Excellent.
And it is just bold rock and roll.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Good song. 16 great songs. We got new artists, Surprise of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. We'll put them all up online. The poll goes up online December 5th. It's not going to be long for voting, so if you hear this show and it's before December...
11th, I guess we'll close it on the 11th.
We'll close it on the 11th. Vote. Pick your favorite 10 songs. These were our favorite songs of 2012, our favorite albums, our biggest surprise of 2012, and here we go, Robin Hilton's. The one that counts,
I feel
right?
Like
this
we,
is the only one that counts.
I feel like we should say goodbye or thanks or hug it out or something. You know, we've made it through yet another year together. This little ragtag group.
Ragtag gang of misfits.
Yes.
Robin, I just would like a little bit of acknowledgement that I did not choose to play Carly Rae Jepsen on this show.
I very much appreciate that, but I can't even begin to imagine why you would have
this
played.
Yeah, this is the best of show.
Yeah, this is exactly.
I seriously considered playing One Direction. I can say it.
Oh, my God.
Rock on, guys!
I am not a snoot. There's lots of pop music I like. But Bob's mouthing, what is One Direction? Like, I'll explain it when you're older, Bob.
Thank you.
Moen Bornley, here's Ty Segall with Thank God for Sinners. From his
Back
breakout classic hit.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Thank God for Sinners.
So you can play your favorite song, the one you like, which is...
You know, I was dancing around in the studio, air guitaring to this, and... Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, rock and roll, it's...
Here to stay?
It is here to stay, my friend.